Back on the Mighty 690 KGGF, I'm Chris Freund. I had a chance to talk to County Superintendent Blake Vargas after a recent school board meeting, with the conversation ranging from soil remediation to teachers and staffing. Here's that conversation.
So some interesting information came out concerning, as far as like remediation and things like that, concerning the school properties. Is that something that that you were kind of expecting, or something that that wasn't really expected tonight?
No, I think we've known long before that, you know, kind of the overview and things that went along with that, that we were going to see some remediation, that with the levels being changed and the recommendation guidelines, that we knew we were going to have to address some areas, and hasn't changed that. We're built on top of that site, and so not surprising that we're going to have to look at that and partner as we kind of go through to make sure that we keep kids safe and our community safe as well, and look forward to kind of finalizing that over the next few years as they come back in to start some of that work again.
It's interesting when you talk about being built on top of it, but also the parking lot being a big issue. And I know that's something you all discussed extensively, is because something has to be done, because that parking lot isn't going to last forever, but there's not much you can do. So I'm sure that's an interesting discussion on how you can do both.
Yeah, prior to that, we knew that that was going to be an area of concern for us. And we know that our initial analysis, we cannot overlay anymore on top of it. And so having to kind of come in and redo that, that would be disruptive, is a concern of ours. And so we'll partner with them, look at seeing how we can accomplish that and make sure that we do it in a safe manner, but one that's also financially responsible and that's able to make sure that we can continue to park there, because it's a necessity for us. When you look at the events, the things that we have around our area, we've got to be able to have individuals come safely and have a spot where they can then be there for the operation of the school district.
As far as the remediation of the soil and things like that, I mean, that's something that you've worked with them before. So I'm sure that that's something that you'll be able to get that taken care of, and everything will be good, because, I mean, soil is a little bit different, but yet it's something that you've kind of experienced before. Is that right?
We have. We've been through this process before, and it's one that they have very strict standards, and we trust them in that process as it goes through. We work with, you know, partner along side by side as we go through that, and hopefully we'll have a very positive outcome.
I find it interesting that the football stadium is absolutely clean.
Well, it doesn't surprise me from the fact that where it's located, we knew that that wasn't an additional area of concern. Our biggest thought was maybe they had moved dirt there, but based on what we found out historically, that wasn't present. And so that's good to know that that there's nothing there that we have to worry about. It's near and dear to everyone's heart, and the last thing we want to do is have something like that impact that field.
But it's one of those things where it's clean soil, it's good soil, but I know you're having to look at, the feasibility of keeping the football stadium there and just redoing it or moving it out by the high school and having the games out there.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you look at the possibility of having to, whether it be remediate and update that stadium, whether it be looking at the possibility of moving it, you know, there's always been discussion over what makes sense long term. But that's what we focus on, is making sure that we take care of every student every day and providing the best opportunity we can for them.
Speaking of taking care of students, got a new 5-year contract with the food service company, and that sounds like it's an agreement that everybody really appreciates and really likes.
It's been very good for us, being able to provide more choices, more opportunities, fresh fruit, salad, the salad bar at the high school. Those things have been very good for us as far as participation and just the quality. We've got the best staff in the world that work for us, not only with the district, but partnering with them as well. And we'll continue to look at how we can expand those opportunities and increase even further participation within that program. We did put out our request for qualifications on a construction management company, so we're moving closer to looking at what that'll look like in the new building. We hope to have a finalized name for that at the next board meeting and be able to go through, and excited about the opportunity to expand great things for our kids and focus on every student every day.
One last thing, I heard the words virtual teacher, and for some reason, it immediately went to my head, kind of the Max Headroom kind of virtual teachers. That's not really what it is, but concerning a group of students that could use the extra help and they really need that teacher, and I know it's kind of tough to find.
Yeah, one of our biggest concerns within our interlocal, which again, we partner with 7 other districts in our special education co-op, is finding certified, qualified individuals to fill those special education teacher roles. And we've been very lucky at Caney to be able to have great individuals with us. But across the interlocal, we've struggled filling those positions. And so they're looking at every avenue, including virtual as an option. But again, our intent is to make sure that we have somebody there on site for our kiddos and create a situation where we were able to attract and retain individuals that work with our kids with some of the most significant needs.
That's Caney Superintendent Blake Vargas joining us on the Mighty 690 KGGF. More to come in just a moment.